Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. Not much adds up. We all have something difficult we're trying to accomplish, whether it's starting a business or losing weight, finishing a creative project or building a barn. The mammoth task sits before us. The very thought of its enormity is overwhelming. The thought of completing it, we can't even fathom. The light at the end of the tunnel is nowhere in sight. What should you do? Do what the great and prolific author Rich Cohen does on the Daily Stoic podcast a while back. Rich explained how he's been able to so consistently be productive at such a high level. 9 books so far, many of them bestsellers. He said he approaches a big project like he approaches a cross-country road trip. The way you deal with long road trips, he said, is you set yourself a minimum number of hours a day, no matter how you feel. The point is that not much adds up if you do it a lot. And that's what Marcus meant when he said, don't let your imagination be crushed by life as a whole. All you have to do, he said, is stick with the situation at hand. He talks about how you assemble your life action by action. No one, he says, can stop you from that. But this metaphor of the road is a good one, because excellence is a road. And there is a road to being a successful writer or entrepreneur, to that promotion or to that award, the road to finishing this task or that project. How do you travel a road? You travel a road in steps, a certain number of miles or hours per day. Excelling at anything is a matter of taking one step, then another after another, one foot in front of the other, even when you don't feel like it, even when it feels like it's not making much of a dent, because it is. You're getting closer. Eventually, you will arrive and it will be wonderful. And that is what Zeno meant when he said, well-being is realized by small steps, but it is no small thing. The Circle of Control. And I'm reading to you today from the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by yours truly, and my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can get signed copies, by the way, in the Daily Stoic store. Over 1 million copies of the Daily Stoic in print now. It's been just such a lovely experience to watch it spend more than 250 weeks, consecutive weeks on the bestseller list. It's just an awesome experience. But hope you check it out. We have a premium leather edition at store.dailystoic.com as well. But let's get on with today's reading. We control our reasoned choice and all acts that depend on that moral will. What's not under our control are the body and any of its parts, our possessions, parents, siblings, children, country, or anything else with which we might associate. That's Epictetus's Discourses 1:22. This is an important enough entry that it bears repeating. A wise person knows what's inside of their circle of control and what's outside it. Remember, this is the very first entry in the Daily Stoic, which again, saying that it's worth repeating, I think I will. The chief task in life is simply this, to identify and separate matters so I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control and what have to do with the choices I actually control. Where then do I look for good and evil? not to uncontrollable externals, but within myself to the choices that are my own. The good news is that it's pretty easy to remember what's inside your control. According to the Stoics, the circle of control contains just one thing, your mind. That's right. Not even your physical body is completely within your control. After all, you could be struck with a physical illness or an impairment at any moment. You could be traveling in a foreign country and thrown in jail. But this is all good news because it drastically reduces the amount of things that we need to think about. There is clarity in this simplicity. While everyone else is running around with a list of responsibilities a mile long, things they're not actually responsible for, you have just got that one item list. You've just got one thing to manage: your choices, your will, your mind. So mind it. And I said this in my talks many times, but I think about the circle of control as a kind of resource allocation issue, right? If you've got 100 energy points, where are you going to spend them? Are you going to spend 50 of them on what's in your control and then 50% of them complaining about how you got there, wishing things were otherwise, trying to change things you don't control? Or are you going to spend all your energy on what you do control, right? So if the typical ratio of a person is 50-50, and that's probably being generous if we're being perfectly honest, and you can get to a 60-40, that's a huge advantage. I mean, God forbid you get to, you know, 90-10. I don't know how possible that really is. But if, again, just any you can move from one category to another category, it's not just saving the energy from beating your head against a wall that will not budge, or wishing something that did happen hadn't happened, but you're moving it to the category where it does make a difference, towards something where that energy does make progress. So it's a huge, it's more than a 1-point shift. It's an enormous shift, and you have to think about it that way. And again, taking it as stipulating that the vast majority of people struggle to do this, they're not even aware that they're doing it, right? You think about how basic the Serenity Prayer is, right? If you think about how basic something like the Serenity Prayer is: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, right? They say that in Alcoholics Anonymous. These are people who've lived their entire life. Some of them are very successful. Some of them have tried literally every other thing on the planet, but this, right? And I think, to me, that's just a humbling reminder of how much time, energy, life force is spent on things that we don't control, right? We care about what other people are doing. We care about the weather. We care about, external results. I try to remind myself of this as a writer over and over again. I control the work. I control what I write today. I control that I showed up. I control what I do, my choices, my mind, what I put in it. Everything else that comes after might be nice, might break my way, but it's not up to me. That's not what we're talking about. We control our reasoned choice and all acts that depend on moral will. What's not under our control are the body and any of its parts, our possessions, our parents, our siblings, our children, our country, anything else, anything with which we might associate. And again, this is it's a humbling, it's a little depressing reminder as you stare at where the world is on this day. But think about what that was for Epictetus, what was happening in Rome or Greece as he was saying these things. So instead, he focused on his mental freedom, on his choices, on his actions, because that's all he could do. And in so doing, he made himself one of the most powerful people in the world, even though he was very powerless inside, you know, the Roman hierarchy. He made himself so powerful that his words echo down to us today, all these years later. I hope you take them to heart. I hope you focus on what's in your control today. And I hope you have a great week, insofar as you focus on things that are up to you. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.